This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To listen up again, another episode of Good Day Health is about to hit your cerebellum and your cerebrum. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, is here to go through the medical news of the week that he has researched, and I'll throw a couple of curves at him along the way. We'll get to the bottom of some of your medical questions, which can come to me at Twitter, at Doug Stephan, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And these broadcasts, by the way, are put together in very serious form by Kara, who at the end of our conversations with both Dr. Ken and Jack Stockwell, we bring these together to bring you the best of Good Day Health, which you can find on blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health, okay? Blogtalkradio.com. Find present and past items that are of interest and importance, reflecting on all kinds of things from the world of your health and well-being. There are many different articles, many different journals. Ken goes through those every week, brings us the highlights, and the finest thing he found this week was how to put on a happy face with a happy song, and how great songs, music, is to our overall well-being. Yes, that's pretty much the summary. I don't mean to have a spoiler alert here, Ken, but isn't that the story?
That is basically the story. Music is very important to us, and creativity is important. There's some concerns that we're less creative than we've been in the past, and we need to really see what we can do about stimulating creativity. This is a serious medical study out of PLOS-1. And we do need more creativity. And what they discovered in this study is that listening to happy music may enhance our ability to be creative. Doug, in this study, happy music came from The Four Seasons and from Antonio Vivaldi.
Really? The Four Seasons, like the singing group, Cherry.
Exactly.
Really? And Vivaldi?
Yeah.
That's like putting the 1910 Fruit Gum Company up next to Beethoven. Well, sort of the same sort of thing. And I bet you'd get, I find, and I bet you do too, you and I are about the same age, we find happiness, like we just have had a wonderful summer, and the music from this past summer, whether it was the current pop music or you go back to the 60s and 70s, there's just something about it that goes with the rest of the ambiance. And it brings me around, the reason I put it together here in our discussion of health, are people less sick in the summertime than they are in the winter? And is part of it, if the answer is yes, part of it because we like what goes on, we feel good about being in the good weather, and there is the mind-body connection for sure.
I think some of that is true, and, you know, the bugs seem to be less active. Some of them, the viruses, seem to be more active in the colder part of the year. So there's probably some truth to that.
Mm-hmm. So,
and, just whatever music makes you happy, you know, it's something about the American Songbook, which I wasn't even alive when it came out, but I've discovered it as an adult, and it just puts a happy face on me.
Oh, yeah. But you can find all kinds of great pop songs from the 60s and 70s.
Absolutely.
Fabulous stuff.
The Beatles station is great.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher, watching girls go by.
Yeah, they just don't make it like that anymore.
My. All right. So that's one bit of research that comes to fruition that is important for us to know. Not that we didn't feel that way in some way, shape, or form, but the happier the music, the better off your health.
If you're in a creative funk, and just, you know, just put on some happy music, and it may work.
Yep, there you go. All right, next up on the hit parade here of discussion items, the difference between big and tall and short and fat. I guess, I don't know, it makes a difference. I don't know if there's anything. I guess maybe when it comes to understanding what goes on in people who are taller, what goes on in their bodies, Would you explain this, be thorough as you can be, because I think there would be a lot of questions by just saying, okay, if you're short, you're going to be healthy. If you're tall, you're not going to be.
Well, it's not that simple. And this comes out of Circulation Cardiovascular Genetics this week. We know some of the risk factors, Doug, for developing blood clots in the deep veins. They include major surgeries, multiple trauma, heart attack, obesity and lack of physical mobility, pregnancy, and hereditary factors. But now there's a new risk factor for blood clots in the veins. A large study of more than 2 million siblings suggests that taller people are at an increased risk of developing blood clots in the deep veins, while shorter people are less susceptible. And the average American height for a man is 5 foot 10 inches. The average American height for a woman is 5 foot 5 inches.
Really? So I'm below average, and so are you, in terms of height. What are you, 5'8", I think? 5'9"? How old
5'9".
Are you? 5'9". Yeah, and I'm 5'9". I used to be 5'9". I seem to have lost some of it along the way in the disc department in my back. So
not uncommon.
No, it isn't. No, I'm between 5'7", 5'8", somewhere in there. And so we're less than. Does that mean we need our weight to be less than? Weight's very proportionate, and that's kind of what we're talking about here in a way. Weight is a factor. But if you're tall, the body has to work harder to pump the blood and stuff around. That just seems, I've never seen somebody who's really tall live to be really old. Have you? Kind of like the obesity question that comes up.
Well, it depends how you define really tall. You know, if you're talking about NBA basketball players, probably not. But also it depends on their weight. And I think that the weight is the key.
The weight is the key. All right, you got it. You heard it here first from Dr. Ken Kronos.
As I have told you, again, the weight is based on your height, so-called BMI, body mass index.
Right.
And for muscular people, it breaks down a little bit because muscle weighs more than fat. But for most of us, you know, our BMI, we want it under 25. And when it's over 25, that's overweight. When it's over 30, that's obese. And I've told you this several times. I've never met an obese 90-year-old male. I've met one or two obese 90-year-old females, but never a male.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So there it is.
And I've asked my colleagues. None of them have ever seen one. If you know one, I'd love to meet them.
Yep. It's not on the scale. Yep. Okay. So now let's move into one area. This study on dementia, older Americans. The good news here is that is it numbers actually or percentages of people? How do we interpret this data?
Yeah, you're so good, though. It's percentages.
It is.
And because that's an important part of the study. So let's talk a little bit about it. This is out of the JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, the neurology edition this week. Around the world, more than 47 million people suffer from dementia, and there are 7 million new cases developing each year. Dementia, it's an impairment of brain functions marked mainly by memory problems and personality changes. But the good news for America's seniors is that the rates of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia have dropped significantly over the last decade or so. The reason for some of the decline may be that we're seeing the benefits of years of success in cardiovascular disease prevention. Although the rate of dementia has declined, the actual number of people with dementia is expected to increase dramatically as the population bubble, Doug, caused by baby boomers ages. Healthy lifestyle may help prevent dementia. People who exercise, eat a healthy diet, do not smoke, and avoid diabetes, they have a 35% less likelihood of getting dementia.
Yeah. All right. So, dementia, Alzheimer's, blood in the brain, fat in the brain, keeping the brain active. I've decided I'm going to go buy a whole bunch of games, and we're going to play games. Now, I do crossword puzzles mostly on the airplane when I'm traveling. But I think anything, and I'm trying to get more fat, the business would be, I think folks who are conscious of these things have a better chance of keeping out of the statistic report. Don't you? I mean, just being aware of what to do, the things. Some people just give everything over to the likes of you. They trust you, and that's swell, your clients, but you got to use some common sense. Dr. Ken can't be there to hold your hand every day, so you need to be observant and know what goes on, depending on whether you want to live a happy, healthy, long life or not. Some people don't care. I happen to care. I want to benefit from this experience I'm having here as long as I can, as long as I'm healthy, and that includes mental health. And so, you know, the business about having a lot of blood getting to your brain and the right fats and all that stuff, that must be, although you're a cardiologist, people must come to you with these questions from time to time, do they not?
Well, absolutely. You know, I have evolved into a cardiovascular preventionist, and this is so much keeping the circulation from head to toe healthy, and limiting dementia is the same preventive lifestyle that we use for lowering the risk of heart attacks, lowering the risk of stroke. And what you were alluding to is that brain health, avoiding dementia, is a lifelong pattern of healthy brain activity, brain behavior. So this is something, it's never too late to start, but the earlier you start and maintaining a healthy lifestyle will help you prevent this. So this is lifelong healthy brain behavior, and that's what's going to keep you out of all this havoc.
All right, and one of the ways to do it, one of the best ways to do it that Ken and I can recommend is to take a serious look, if you haven't already, at Super Beets, because the stamina that comes from it is legion, the blood flow getting into your brain and your muscles, but more importantly now we're talking about your brain. This is nothing but an enhancement to a good, long, healthy, happy life, it would seem, Ken, right?
Well, it also helps with lowering the blood pressure. We're talking now about Nobel Prize-winning information from back in the 1988 era. It was a discovery, and then by 1998, it won the Nobel Prize so quickly after the discovery, because it's so important to the good functioning of the body. Nitric oxide, the third important gas, you need to continuously remake nitric oxide. It relaxes the blood vessels so the blood pressure stays down and keeps the circulation healthy, and it's also used to help the body communicate cell to cell from head to toe. If you don't continuously remake nitric oxide, the body just won't work well. Our friends at Neogenesis, they make these wonderful saliva test strips. You can put just a little bit of your own saliva on it, see whether your level is adequate. If your nitric oxide level is low, Neo 40 helps get the maintenance level up. If you need a boost of nitric oxide for the afternoon fatigue, then get Super Beets. Doug will tell you how to get this.
All right. Bonus 30-day supply free. We'll start with that. When you're ordering for the first time Super Beets to get this activity going, the nitric oxide opening up your arteries so the blood flows to every part of your body that's so important. You need to have, whether it's your brain, your heart, your muscles, all of the body needs nitric oxide. The arteries open up with the nitric oxide, get the blood around. So you can get started with a 30-day supply free when you call 800-655-4183. Yep, that's the number to call. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183. And when you mention that number, you will get a you'll get the first shipment free. This is really it's a fabulous. I can't tell how many people I have in my life that are on this and think that it is fabulous. Stamina, energy, it's the way to go. Super Beets, 800-655-4183.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Some more information here, conversation about your health and well-being, 23 after the hour. This Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos, who runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. Those of you who are local to the Florida scene, go over and see Ken. He'd love to meet you and be able to help you if you have conflicting stories. You need to get somebody who has a good baseline, 352-735-1400 in the Orlando area, 735-1400. That's area 352-735-1400. So what impact will the storms that are whipping around this time of year have on people and their health? Because mental health is connected to physical well-being, and so a lot of people have anxiety and stress. You have some tips on how to reduce the anxiety, not only in adults, but in children as well, yeah?
Exactly. These severe storms are going to produce anxiety, and it's normal to feel scared, anxious, and nervous. You do not want to deny these feelings, Doug, but here are some tips to decrease your anxiety. Create a plan for evacuating your family if needed and put together a preparedness kit. Be informed. Get out that battery-powered radio ready, and this is when radio really shines. Get out that 1980s portable radio, and it will do you well. Talk it out. Share your fears with those who can offer emotional support, whoever that person is, relatives, friends, parents, whoever, kids, whoever you like to talk to. Accept what you cannot control. This is so important. Excessive worrying is not going to change anything.
Nope.
Except your emotional health.
It's the dumbest thing. And yet, how much time do all of us spend worrying about things that we have no control over? I mean, worrying, is that going to stop a Category 5 hurricane blowing at 180 miles an hour? I don't think so.
Exactly.
Nah, but it's it's easy to go there and hard to get out of there. So you think about it. And as we are now more and more embracing this philosophy of mind, body, and even the spirit, the mind, body, spirit connection in terms of your health and well-being, your mind will, that worry creates that stress, pushes up your blood pressure, you need to drink an extra glass of Super Beets, whatever. If you do a little meditation, night when you go to bed, read something that will relax you. And you know what else I found? You're going to laugh at this.
And we need to talk about the kids when we get a second.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you that hemp oil is, not that it's a new discovery, but it's newly available as a way to have yourself relaxed. It's a natural way. I'm going to grow hemp next year on the farm. And I'm doing lots of research as to what it can be used for. And hemp oils are fabulous for all kinds of things, including having a good, peaceful, natural night's rest. So there you go. All right. So what do we do? 60 seconds on reducing the storm anxiety in children.
Exactly. Try to take the temperature of your kids' anxiety, and mom and dad, just be at least one step more calm than your kids. That's so important to set the right example. So be calm and support them. Supportive. Tell the kids that thunder will not hurt them and storms are a normal part of nature. Talk about storms matter-of-factly. The kids seem afraid of storms, but they really want to learn more about them. Help children face their fears by reading about storms and watching videos, and help them learn they can handle a fear and other uncertainties of life. And lastly, if all else fails and the anxiety accelerates, get the help of a mental health professional.
All right. Yep. It's very important to have your healthy head and healthy body working together. Up next, can the cancer pin help surgeons spot tumors? That'll be up next here on Good Day Health.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2424 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2424.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, issues, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The hour now. You're listening to Good Day Health, a weekly broadcast and podcast. Please avail yourself of not only the present information, but past information that we have available for you, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. And you can find podcasts of the other things that I do. For example, there are actually four podcasts that we're doing now every week, blogtalkradio.com/DJV Show, with excerpts from on and off the air, maybe a little more off the air, stuff that you can chuckle about in those podcasts. And then there is the American Family Farmer. That's blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer, about families running farms, the food that we need. It's basically a food and farm show with information about what's going on, but the same sort of tone as we have here on Good Day Health. And so please make yourself and then there's one other thing I'd like to have you know is available. Make yourself at least aware of what's going on in the podcast arena. Blog Talk Radio /, I've got so many of these things. I got to remember the order in which I do them. It's called Your Hidden Power. So it's, facebook.com/ Your Hidden Power, which is all about, the mind and what we do or don't do with the power that we have. Sort of a metaphysical approach to life, Ken. blogtalkradio.com/ Your Hidden Power. And you can find all these on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. What separates this conversation with Dr. Ken from others is his ability to look at the journals of medicine that are reporting on a lot of conventional studies and conventional information to summarize it and bring it to a point where you can really understand what the value of it is. Thus is the case with this new report on the cancer pen. And I'm not sure I'm familiar with that or the concept, Ken. So would you explain that as we go through the information?
That's because this is the medical breakthrough of the week, and this is something brand new but extremely exciting and practical. This comes out of Science Translational Medicine, published this week. A new cancer pen promises to help surgeons, Doug, immediately detect and completely remove cancerous tumor tissue without having to send samples off to a lab for testing while the patient languishes on the operating table. The mass spec pen, as it's called, it's a handheld device that allows doctors to test in real time whether tissue is cancerous or not, delivering results in about 10 seconds. The pen will make it easier to surgically clear out all the cancer cells surrounding a tumor. The pen's accuracy currently stands at more than 96%, and the new device could also shorten cancer surgeries. You know, there's something that's incredibly frustrating, because what happens now, you have surgery, and they'll do a biopsy, they'll send the tissue off to the pathologist to look at, and everybody waits in the operating room with uneasiness, not knowing whether it's malignant or benign, and often you get back a benign diagnosis, surgery's done, you don't have to do any more surgery, and it's not unheard of that the pathologists study it more. They do additional testing and staining, and voila, what do you find out? The initial call was not correct. It was actually malignant, and the patient has to go back for a second surgery. This happens, and this new pen will avoid that also.
Yep. The cancer pen. So where can people find out? If you Google cancer pen.
It's called the MASS, M-A-S-S-P-E-C pen. And you hope your surgeon, who if he or she is doing a biopsy on you for possible cancer, ask your surgeons about this. Hopefully they have it. It's coming out soon.
Well, don't they get these? How do you decide what tools? Let's take us inside. Give us some insight into how it is that you equip your clinic, Lake Cardiology, the tools that you have there, millions and millions and millions of dollars of investment to be able to understand what's going on in people's circulatory system and their bodies. How do you decide? Does the government say if you're going to practice this kind of medicine, you have to have these tools? Or is every person able to pick his or her own tools?
Well, I'll tell you inside, a little bit of inside baseball here. There's basically two kinds of doctors. One who uses essentially what they learned in training and transforms that to their practice so that their training has a huge impact on what tools they use, and they learn that from wherever they trained. And then there's another group of physicians who evolve that as they're in practice and continue getting exposed to new techniques, and from either meetings or going to work with the professors and academics who are really pioneering these new techniques, and also sometimes there's even new techniques pioneered in private practice. It does happen. And there's this other group of people who continue to very much evolve their skills, and it depends what kind of doctor you have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to think that I had a good doctor or two, or three or four.
So do I.
Yeah, me too, especially. Okay, Next up in the research department, the back and forth, the up and down. Men, I understand why you could be concerned or confused. I'm very good at watching my own health. Ken will tell you that I'm very conscious, very aware, very interested in getting my tests two or three times a year, watching them, having Ken monitor them, Jack monitor them. And so the back and forth, one guy says, don't bother the PSA test, it's overrated. Another guy says, geez, you need to get the PSA test every year to know what's going on in your prostate. And this thing has been going back and forth like a football for the last 4 or 5 years. What the heck do we believe? Here's a new one that says we better be paying attention to the PSA test.
Well, let me put this all in perspective, because a lot of us, myself included, have been uncomfortable with this going back and forth. But let me try to explain to you why this is such a difficult egg to get your arms around, because it is a little confusing. But this was published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine, very reputable medical journal. And what happened is, this government body, the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force, made the controversial move in 2012 to recommend against PSA testing altogether. And that shook up the whole world in cancer prevention. But now, analysis of two major trials on the prostate cancer screen shows it cuts men's risk of dying from the disease. Right. Early tumor detection using the prostate-specific antigen, the PSA blood test, lowers a man's risk, Doug, of prostate cancer by 25% to 32%. However, there's still a good chance that many men will wind up being treated for prostate cancer that would not have killed them if they get the PSA. In fact, it's predicted that if you do get your PSAs, that five times more men will be operated for cancer that would have not killed them, because it just grows so slowly, some of this prostate cancer, than those who are diagnosed with the PSA and actually have their life saved. So the decision about PSA screening will continue to be an individual choice for each man after consulting with his doctor, because it is a personalized decision. When you get the PSA done, because a lot of prostate cancer, not all, but some, is very slow growing, and if you do nothing, so-called watchful waiting, it will be fine. And when you check the PSA, you end up picking up these tumors, and some of them get operated on. It's sometimes hard to know whether in the long run they would have been life-threatening, but you end up treating them. And this study is trying to say that, yes, your risk of dying will go down 25 to 32%, but your risk of being operated goes up a lot on tumors that would not have killed you. So it's hard to thread this needle.
All right. So let's again sort of put this into perspective for everybody. And this is something women and men both, for obvious reasons, need to know about this. Like, we need to know certain things. Men need to not be so stupid about women's health and knowing what's going on in your spouse's body, the lover, whoever it is that's in your life that's important to you, your daughter maybe. But men are oblivious to this and a lot of other things, unfortunately. And so are some women, frankly. If you have a partner and you love the partner, you want to keep him here with you as long as possible, this is the kind of stuff you better be paying attention to. On both sides, the understanding of what really the PSA test is and what goes on with your prostate, the fact that it may be growing a little in accordance with your age. I don't know. I'm not uncomfortable telling people what my number is. It's sort of bounced around since I've known you, Ken, to a 0.4 to a 0.8. I don't think it's ever been any higher than that. For that, I'm extraordinarily thankful.
Four is where we get concerned.
I'm saying mine's a 0.4
exactly
to a 0.8, and if he gets over 4, so where's yours? What's your number?
It's low. It's also under. It's in the same range where yours is.
Right.
And the other thing is so-called PSA velocity. If it is low, but it's increased quite a bit from 1 year to the next, that also might suggest something.
Yeah, right.
So I remember mine went up. PSA velocity.
Remember when mine went up like 0.2 points, and I was all shook up a little. And then it kind of went back down again.
It did.
For whatever the reason. But when you get your digital anal checkup And the doctor actually sticks his finger in there, not to be too undelicate, but that's what they do, to find out how big it is. They'll tell you. It's a what?
It might mix a little in the blood.
Yeah, but it also, it does grow a little as you get older. And so the doctor, if he or she is skilled, I can't imagine a woman doing it, but I suppose there are women doctors that do.
There are women urologists.
Yeah. So anyway, doing that, the exam to feel how swollen or not it is another way of not kidding yourself. You know, you say, oh, it's very impaired. It is, but lasts about 14 seconds. Somebody's sticking their finger in there is not comfortable and not pleasant, but you certainly know more from having that exam. That's about the only way, other than x-rays, and those can be dangerous, or MRIs, you can really find out what's going on, right?
And an ultrasound.
An ultrasound, right, exactly, which is the tool that you use a lot. All right, so there's our word on that. Peanut butter. Next up, huh? Yeah, peanut butter. I want to know about whether it's healthy or not. I also want to know about allergies and all that other stuff, because there's been a lot of information about how to prevent it. We'll find out from Ken's point of view whether if you're a pregnant lady or you want to be pregnant and you're hoping your child's not allergic to peanuts, just eat the peanuts while you're pregnant, and then the child shouldn't have a problem with them. Well, let's find out if that's true or not in a moment. But first, more on one of our favorite subjects here, and that's Super Beets and what it does for you. The 90 non-GMO beets that taste great that you take as you mix the teaspoon of Super Beets into a glass of water or maybe into a smoothie. I have been doing nothing but fruit smoothies, Ken. I take the fruit. Some of it is fresh, some of it is frozen. I put it in a little coconut water or juice or whatever you call it. Put that in there. And I've got some stuff that Meredith found that's all natural. The components are more fruit-based, but they're not the usual. It's fruit and kale and that kind of stuff mixed up. And then put the protein in, put the Super Beets in, and voila, you got something that really is good for you. So why do we need to keep doing this every day? If we do it once in a while, isn't that as good as doing it every day?
Well, you need to do it every day because you need to make sure that your body's nitric oxide level maintains an adequate level. It's like filling up your gas tank in your car. You have to keep doing that or it'll get run out. And nitric oxide, it's used continuously in the body and it needs to be remade. You need the building blocks to make it. Nitric oxide is very important, allowing the 60,000 miles of circulation in your body to relax, open up, let the red blood cells in, deliver oxygen from head to toe. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, the red blood cells can't get the oxygen from head to toe. Also, it's used to signal, to let the cells from head to toe talk to each other. And you need the building blocks. You need to check your level. This company, Neogenis, they make a saliva blood test that allows you to check your level of nitric oxide. And then if it's low, you can take their Neo 40 product to get the maintenance level up.
Yep.
They have another product, Super Beets, that will allow you to deal with that mid-afternoon blah that you go for the highly caffeinated beverages. This is a great substitute, a natural way to get your energy level up with Super Beets.
Take Ken's advice. Don't be silly. This is something that is a very productive way. I'm very proud that we've had our association with them for 3 years. It's nothing but good, nothing but smart to call 800-655-4183 and get on board the Super Beet bandwagon. You get a 30-day supply free shipping. That book called Beat the Odds comes with it so you can learn about the power of beets and how this all makes sense. You learn about Mother Nature a lot by reading this book. 800-655-4183. That's for Super Beets. Order it now. 800-655-4183. 10 before the hour on this week's Good Day Health.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Wait a minute, 53 past the hour. Good Day Health. And Dr. Ken Kronos here. The efficacy of peanut butter. I happen to like peanut butter because I don't like to eat meat and food. Well, most of these, whether it's almond butter, peanut butter, walnut butter, all are good sources of protein, right? So what could be a problem with peanut butter?
Exactly. Yes, peanut butter is healthy, but just make sure there's no added sugar and no added trans fat. And if you're counting calories, just be careful because this is not a low-calorie food.
But protein-wise.
Excellent.
Can we not just focus on peanut butter? Can we, all these butters, almond butter and walnut butter and the stuff that's made the same way, peanut butter, they just use different nuts. Isn't it all pretty much the same in terms of its benefits for you?
If it's just the plain ingredient, but with some of these concoctions, they add sugar, they add some trans fats in for taste. You just have to make sure you read what's in it. But if it's all just right, the natural individual product, you're doing well.
So then let's go one step further to all of this hoopla about peanut allergies and whether what I read some time ago, and I forget whether you turned me on to this or Jack did or somebody else, somehow or other, I became interested when Megan was pregnant about peanut allergies and all that stuff. And I said to Megan, just eat peanuts. Eat all kinds of nuts when you're pregnant and it won't bother the baby. I don't know whether I was talking like a guy with a paper butt or not, but it seemed to work because the kid doesn't have any allergies to anything.
Well, let's talk about what a mother can do regarding peanuts and allergies in general to food, Doug. As long as the mother's not allergic to the food, it's fine for the mother to eat the food.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to pass along protection to your child by just eating the food. A lot of this is genetic, whether the child is going to be allergic to the peanuts. A lot of it has to do with the genetics. But the one way that has been shown to lower the likelihood is to breastfeed at least 4 and ideally up to 6 months. And that has been shown to help with these food allergies.
All right, so word to the wise is sufficient. Exposing, it's kind of like, we have this whole big hoopla about taking vaccines and stuff, and you and I have had conversations over the years. I was talking yesterday to a doctor who specializes in treating children with autism, and he says that not only are the vaccines a problem here, but people understanding what really is going on. Because when you get, there isn't enough study that has been done. It's kind of like when we say, when you go to your doctor, tell the doctor what other medications you're on. Like when you prescribe somebody something, you know what else they're taking, right? Don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So you're not going to give them something.
It's a medical emergency and they're unconscious, I would never want to give anybody anything unless I knew everything else they're taking.
Right. Okay.
Including prescribed and non-prescribed.
Yeah. It's the same thing for supplements. So this fellow says that there are a couple of studies, important studies that have been done or in the works that will suggest that all the vaccines do not mesh well with the chemistry of many children. All our chemistries are different. We're not all the same. The Genome Project says we are compounded the same, but we still have different reactions to different things in our bodies. And that a lot of these vaccines, the newer ones, are contraindicated. Does that sound like the right term?
That's the medical word.
All right. So, and that what happens is that your brain gets swollen. Literally, your brain swells up with the wrong combination of these chemicals in your body, and that's what's causing all this autism and ADHD and all that other stuff. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's a theory, and the question is, you know, what's the data supporting the theory? Because, you know, we don't want to make people really fearful of these vaccines because...
Well, but there are some, I think, to be fearful of, aren't there? You and I both got vaccines.
In 30 seconds, it's hard to talk about this, but you don't want to make people so fearful of vaccines that they don't vaccinate, but you want to think about it because there are a lot of vaccines out there, and that, I think, is the issue. But there are also some vaccines that, you know, my child got most of the vaccines.
Yeah. Well, I think Miles got most of the vaccines. I think my kids at the time got most of the vaccines, but they keep being added to and added to and added to.
That is something to think about and to study and to be cautious about.
Right. Thank you. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Health, blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.